Once upon a very long time ago, in the kingdom of Gowda, in faraway Amravati, in the town of Berri, on the northwest border of India, in the land of the gods. If you need to breathe to stay alive, then Ashwin to me is like breath. I don't need food or water, just the beautiful memories of our time together. That was Nita Nayak in an interview to journalist Hussein Zaidi in 1997, declaring her deep and undying love for her fugitive gangster husband, Ashwin Nayak. Exactly 3 years later, she was gunned down in broad daylight right outside her house on his orders. He had planned it meticulously. He had used 820 pills of Lapros, carefully dissolved in water, and then painstakingly injected into every tiny little bit of food. He was not a good man to know. Her dreams were suddenly interrupted by the most unexpected sight. Rupvati rubbed her eyes. She looked up again. The story goes that Charles Sobhraj had literally watched everybody fall asleep. Guards, wardens, inmates, everyone. And then, taking the keys out of a sleeping guard's pocket, he had unlocked his cell and let himself out. He had heard footsteps on the gravel outside. He opened his eyes to see a young girl come spinning out of the forest. She was laughing, she was dancing, she was singing at the top of her voice. Durvasa was furious. It was his mistress, Tara. Her long black hair was lifting gently in the breeze. Her lips, full and red and soft, were curving gently into a smile, which could only mean one thing. She was coming to kill him. He heard a sound. Where had it all gone wrong? And from here begins the adventure. Want to hear more? I'm Seema Anand, storyteller.
I'm Marlon D'Souza, music composer.
And together, we're bringing you a brand new podcast of 3,000 step stories to get you exercising. So walk with me. I'm going to tell you these stories. Let's get fit together.